This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. At the Capitol, it seems like everybody is talking about Grover.
This is your old pal, Grover.
No, not that Grover. Grover Norquist, the D.C. lobbyist and founder of ATR, Americans for Tax Reform. State Senator Robert Adley is not a fan.
That ATR bunch, we're having to live with it. I just found out who they are.
Americans for Tax Reform solicits lawmakers and governors to sign ATR's pledge.
I don't want more taxes and will not vote for more taxes.
State Senator John Smith of Leesville has signed that pledge, as have 8 other state senators and 15 state representatives. More importantly, Governor Bobby Jindal has signed the pledge, and he expects the entire budget process to give allegiance to it. Of course, the administration doesn't call it the pledge.
Our guardrails are very clear. We won't raise taxes.
Whether you call it guardrails or the pledge, it's creating consternation for those trying to solve the state's $1.6 billion budget deficit. AMIT Representative John Bell Edwards.
We will contort ourselves around here in Baton Rouge if we listen to people like Grover Norquist and the Americans for Tax Reform about how we should structure solutions here in Louisiana.
For example, LSU economist Jim Richardson's comprehensive set of solutions has gotten a lukewarm response because he called them taxes.
I understand the governor's taken a pledge not to raise any taxes, and he takes it very seriously. I appreciate that. I would suggest on a pledge like that, there are other things you take seriously, too.
Senator Smith says there's one certainty to any acceptable solution.
That will be a function of a non-tax.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.